The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Tyler Boyer and Austin Smith join us to talk about a new podcast that they are launching. It's pretty amazing. And I encourage you guys to check it out. Swingstate.org. I think they're going to be launching it soon. You can email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. We talk about all things 2024, including Cornel West, who I think he could disrupt the entire 2024 race, Cornel West. We also talk about no labels. How many full-time staffers do you think the RNC has right now in Arizona? I'll let you guess, and you'll hear it in this episode. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Also, become a member, members.charliekirk.com. What if I told you there is an interview, members@charliekirk.com, of someone who claims to have bribed Hillary Clinton with $18 million? Don't believe me? Listen to this. For the entire interview, go to members.charliekirk.com. If this show has blessed you in any way, please consider subscribing at members.charliekirk.com. It's a way that you can get engaged, get involved, get behind the work we are doing. We deeply appreciate it. members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Really important hour. It's kind of a little bit of a teaser of a new show that's coming out that produced by Turning Point Action, right?
Yep.
And it will be a weekly RNC grassroots state party update show. We have Tyler Boyer and Austin Smith with us, the Turning Point Action bros that do a great job at Turning Point Action. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Charlie. How
happy to be here, Charlie.
So there's a lot we want to discuss, and then there's also just kind of allowing the conversation to flow. But Tyler, let's set the table. Are the investments being made in 2024? What do you see from the RNC perspective? Yep. This primary is going to be a $1 billion primary. We haven't had you on for a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, right now, kind of if we wanted just to lay out where we're at in the conservative movement, is that you have billions of dollars are going to be spent on presidential campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Well over $1 billion, right? So
easily.
On presidential campaigns alone, right? There's very little money that's being invested into infrastructure. And the left is doing the opposite. So the left is spending all of its money on infrastructure and very little money on campaigns. In fact, it's been noted, you know, where's Joe Biden and the DNC on his campaign for president?
Yeah, there was an article yesterday about this.
Zero, right? So
he's outsourcing it to major super PACs.
They're focused on infrastructure, right? Mm-hmm. So all the PACs, all the C4s, all the soft money that exists in the left is doing this. And so this is really the quandary of the conservative movement for the future and moving forward, is understanding that the DNC has been subjugated to this infrastructure build that they've built, you know, over the last 20 years on the left. And on our side, you know, when are we going to start doing that? You know, is it going to be 4 years from now? Is it going to be today?
And if ever.
Well, I mean, we're doing it, right? So we're spreading the gospel, which is like, hey, this is what you have to do in order to win. And in the states that we are, I mean, Turning Point Action is in all the key target states. We have more staff than any C4 that I know of, more than the RNC has, full-time staff right now in those key target states. So we're talking Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, Iowa, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. North Carolina,
Nevada,
Florida, Ohio, Nevada, Pennsylvania. So this is where we're investing into. And we're just one group. There should be 100 of us, right, doing that.
But there isn't. So I just have a couple questions.
How many full-time staff does the RNC have in Arizona right now?
Right now, zero. And in fact, we just lost a regional political director who was here based out of Arizona for years. He now just took over as campaign manager for Lauren Boebert's campaign. And they just replaced him with someone that's based out of Dallas, Texas, which I don't think is super helpful to Arizona and our key targets.
So the new regional director is someone from Texas. Nothing wrong with Texas, but it took me 5 years just to figure out the difference between Maricopa and Pinal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we brought you out here You learn quickly, but like you have to be here.
Right. You got to live where you're trying to be here. Yeah. So Austin, zero RNC staffers. If you were to kind of say, okay, there's all these outside groups, hundreds of millions of dollars raised, we can name them. How many full-time staffers does the conservative movement have politically in Arizona?
You know, look, just Turning Point Action alone, we have, you know, 7-8 staffers full-time just here in Arizona dedicated
along. Not including the admins.
But not just the administrative staff here, but our field staff full-time. You know, we do have people that are from the Heritage Actions, some of these other C4, but they have like maybe one full-time staffer year-round. That's not enough for battleground states like Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin, because what the Democrats and the left has figured out, what Tyler brought up with the mechanics, is that they outsource all of those responsibilities to people, the things that are not parties. They give their voter registration to 501c3s. They give their chase the votes, their get out the vote efforts to the C4s.
Yep.
And so that's why they have been cleaning our clock in Arizona for a long time. But you know, thankfully at Action, we take it very seriously that we are a year-round operation. 365 days a year, we're registering voters, recruiting precinct committeemen, taking back, you know, the infrastructure that is crucial to winning every race up and down the ballot. And so hopefully this is a starting point for other C4s to really watch Action and see how we build things that are significant to winning elections.
Well, and you tweeted about this yesterday, Charlie, and we talked about it. It was America Votes, right? So we talked about America Votes. Actually kind of undersold it. It was terrifying when you said it on your show, but it's actually way worse. And you tweeted out about this yesterday, which is there's groups like America Votes that fund infrastructures of dozens, if not 50+, 100+ organizations in these key target states on the left that have funded hundreds of millions of dollars into specifically ballot chasing and ballot identification. What does that mean? That's get out the vote operations that are focused on the end goal of getting ballots in the door, in the mailbox, into the ballot box. And really, that's the key difference, right? What Austin's saying is like, we're trying to lead by example, right? We feel like we're doing our part. We want to do more. We want to raise money so we can immediately reinvest it into the community with more boots on the ground. But the left has hundreds of people, if not thousands of people in these key target states that are full-time employees.
Right.
You know, right now, Turning Point Action is, to my knowledge, what we're doing is the biggest. And we're talking, we only have right now
a dozen people
in Arizona. We want to hire now for the ballot chase. Our goal is to hire hundreds, but takes that.
So let me ask you, $40 million. If we at Turning Point Action had a $40 million cash infusion, What would that mean?
So it's what we're doing. It's what we're pitching right now, as you know.
I'm asking for a reason, because there's a headline. I want to connect the two together.
Right.
So it would be ballot chasers. It would be more voter reg. It would
almost immediately. So the key piece that everyone has to be aware of is the left is investing to full-time people embedded in the community who are identifying voters, registering voters, and then chasing those voters down because they've built relationships with them over not months, not days, not weeks, but years. So in key target communities, they have a person that's assigned to 300 or 400 voters. You may not even realize it, that someone's assigned to you if you're an independent. And they're building a relationship with you as a next door neighbor, and they're influencing your vote. Everything that they're doing is influencing your vote. So that's what we need to be doing. We have to put in the full-time people embedded into these communities. So it's not just for 2 months out of the year or out of the cycle, not a year, but full-time, that people are going, I know your family. You can trust me when I tell you that, you know, Blake Masters is a better option to Mark Kelly.
So I'm just flipping through some stuff here that I think is instructive, right? So Tim Scott's Super PAC is planning a $40 million ad campaign next week.
Waste of money.
And then Ron DeSantis' Super PAC, Never Back Down, is sitting on $147 million.
Which most was transferred from
his state. $83 million was transferred.
From the state that was again, let me remind everyone here. And again, this isn't – I'm not trying to indict, you know, Ron's team or anyone else's team. This is everybody, right? But $83 million was sitting in the bank following 2022 that they transferred into their PAC. And I don't know if that's the exact number, but it was tens of millions of dollars that were left over from 2022. That would have been really nice capital to use in 2022 to win in some of these places that we barely lost in. And again, I'm not blaming Ron because donors can give to whoever they want to give to. But the donor community and the donor class and our consultants that exist out there have to be smarter. And they have to say, we need to invest in this in these dollars now where it needs to go in order to win, not let it sit in the bank for the next election cycle.
And we're making some progress at Turning Point Action. But I'll be honest, it's almost like trying to convince a senator that Russia is not our enemy. It's like they just can't like process it. They're like, no, Russia's always, I'm like, no. Like infrastructure in elections matters more than candidate selection. They're like, no, candidate selection is everything. No. And I mean, the Democrats have known this, and this is why I'm very blunt. I said it from stage. We're on pace to lose in 2024 unless something dramatically changes. Is that an unfair thing to say, Tyler? Not trying to be negative.
No, I mean, the gospel that we're preaching right now is that we have to be smart with every dollar that's spent, and it has to go into infrastructure. And those boxes have to be checked first before we get to the candidate box.
And it's not happening. So not to pick on them unfairly, but I just want to make sure everyone understands. The RNC is an $800 million operation. They have zero full-time staff in Arizona?
As of this current moment. But they're not sitting on $800 million right now.
Well, that's what they raise per cycle. So maybe that's not what they're going to raise. But I'm told they're not on pace to raise that this cycle.
I don't think so.
Likely. People ask me all the time when I travel about Strong Cell. Charlie, is Strong Cell legit? Charlie, do you really believe in the anti-aging properties of NADH? Well, it's not a matter of whether or not if I believe it. It's the science. You guys could check it out. Back check me. Look at NAD and see what it could do for you. Well, look, I take NAD every single day. Strong Cell is a scientific breakthrough in cellular health replenishment that combines NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen to boost your body's cellular function. I personally take Strong Cell every day and do so. And so do a ton of Kirk listeners. Go see the reviews for yourself. If you are someone who relies on caffeine or sugar to get yourself going, then you have to give Strong Cell a try. I only have one important request, as I recommend this life-changing product. You've got to give it at least 4 weeks to realize the best results. It takes a little time to re-engineer your body's NADH. Think about it. It's been on decline in your middle-aged body for a year or so. So check it out. Go to strongcell.com/Charlie and read the personal testimonies for yourself. Then use promo code Charlie to get a special 20% discount on your order. Again, that's strongcell.com/Charlie. 20% discount, strongcell.com, promo code Charlie. Tyler, tell us about what you guys are going to be doing on the podcast.
So we're doing it's really an update. We're calling it an update. It's not really focused on being a show or a podcast, but it's really a weekly update where we're going to take our staff, because we have full-time staff, I think some of the biggest staff in these key target states, specifically Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia, where we are doing a 45-minute to an hour and a half update every week of the in-depth what's going on in these states. Mm-hmm. So like you just said, like I'm shocked to learn that there's like not more of a party presence in Arizona. Yeah, I am too, because Arizona is arguably the most important state in order to win the presidency. You know, but nobody's talking about this stuff. So Austin and I, starting next month, we're going to be launching it right before the Iowa State Fair, which is one of the biggest political events. We'll be
in
out
the country.
There. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. The entire team will be out there for Turning Point Action. And we'll be giving updates every single week that drops every Friday morning. It's going to be called Swing State Update. So you're going to be able to find it right at the Turning Point Action, social media, online, and also at swingstate.org, swingstate.net, swingstateupdate.com. So
can't wait for it. So just to make sure, I understand. So zero staffers in Arizona. How many staffers does the RNC have in Wisconsin or Georgia?
So that's a questionable number. They just announced something yesterday about, you know, the ballot early voting stuff that they're wanting to do and make an investment. The RNC has no choice but to make a significant investment in Wisconsin because the convention's there next year. So, you know.
And a lot of their donors are there,
but
too.
But to date, they haven't had, like, really any presence. And this is the same argument that we've heard from Georgia. We had the Georgia state officials down at ATCON with us, the new state party chair. And there just hasn't been enough. And part of the reason is, and I want to make this very clear, the RNC is not well capitalized right now.
Is that public, or that will soon be public? Or
I don't know. It's not real.
We're hearing whispers.
They have to file reports that you can look up yourself, but they're not in good shape, right? So, and that's understand. This is the first 3 months that the 6 months the RNC has not been able to use Trump's name to fundraise. This is the first time, because they can't, because he's a committed candidate. So they can't do that. So they're not raising a ton of money, which is not putting us in a good position heading into next year. And this should just be an open conversation that we have. This isn't secret, right? This isn't secret. This is, guys, we need to get the boots on the ground and position the people.
So right before
we went to break, investment. You start going through all the investments that people are making through campaigns and everything else. I mean, we could go read through each of these.
I got one right here. So Koch Network pledges $100 million against Donald Trump.
Yeah. So they're spending $100 million, not in Arizona, not in Georgia, not in Wisconsin.
To run ads against Trump.
They're spending it where?
In Iowa, New Hampshire.
South Carolina, Nevada.
Yeah, so they could bring down the favorables of the eventual nominee.
So they're actually hurting us in places that we possibly could win, like New Hampshire.
Or Nevada.
Or even hurting us in South Carolina, right, where we have now three or four presidential candidates, at least two, right?
Yep.
So this is a real situation that we have where we are not spending dollars effectively in the conservative movement. The left is spending every dollar on infrastructure.
So Austin, we're trying to remedy this at Turning Point Action. This is not overly complicated. Why is the Republican establishment so hostile to the idea of hiring full-time people on the ground to do the boring but necessary work?
Well, look, part of it, I think, is because not like Tyler, thankfully we do have good people at the RNC that are ringing the alarm bell and saying, hey guys, we need to refocus our priorities here, but it's not 2008 anymore in Arizona. It's not. We've had an entire demographic change in some of these places. Georgia is another example. People who have fled from California go to Arizona, Georgia, so there's a demographic change there. But also on the other part of it too, Charlie, is that the conservatives have taken over most of the party, and the establishment still controls a large portion of funding, election apparatus, and they've kind of lost all the footing that they had in some of these states and some of these places of influence, and the conservatives have taken over. The conservative movement today is way more organized than what the Tea Party was in like 2010, 2012, but we're still missing the mechanisms for it, for the complete success. Arizona is a perfect example. Doug Ducey being the governor from here, the Koch brothers used to have a lot of influence in Arizona. Obviously, the McCain machine here in Arizona as well. That's pretty much all irrelevant now, but they still have just a little bit of the financial resources that we need. And the RNC is the same exact way. The RGA, the NRSC, the Mitch McConnell has already said he's not going to dump money into Arizona if a MAGA type candidate is the Senate nominee.
Yeah, it looks like a big. It's an abandonment of Arizona.
Right.
Well, they're sour grapes, right?
Yeah. So, taking their ball and going home.
So what this means on the national level is these individuals that Austin just pointed out are saying, don't give money to conservatives, right? And so at the national level, even just recently, and I was told this, I hope it's not true, is that a major donor told me that the national party chair said, we're not investing into Arizona because the establishment
Rana,
has issues.
Rana said that. Yeah.
Rana said that. Said that we're not investing in Arizona because the establishment has issues with conservatives. It's like, guys, that's not how we win. That's not the job. The job is to bring people together and work together.
We're sacrificing for the country because you lost the primary.
All right. I got an important thing to share with you. You were probably tired about all these left-wing progressive companies, and you're probably exhausted with trying to keep up with all their virtue signaling and their woke nonsense. It's a question, right? Why has corporate America decided to say, we hate you, to their customers? I mean, I see Adidas. Adidas might as well have a big sign that says, we hate you. Look, progressive left-wing companies are taking over the market, and it's time for us to fight back. I want to tell you about a company I really care about, run by a friend of mine who's a great American, and they're growing, and they need your help, and it's very important, okay? Look, we don't have to fund these companies, the left-wing companies. We finally have an alternative, Public Square. We have a solution. I hear from people all the time, Charlie, how do we fight back? Charlie, where are the options? It's very simple. It's publicsq.com. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. I use this app all the time when I'm traveling and also my local neighborhood. It's an app and a website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your values like life, family, and freedom. Michael, who runs Public Square, does a fabulous job. And it's free to join as a consumer or a business owner. And you can get started today at publicsq.com. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com. How are we going to fight woke capital? How are we going to fight these progressive companies? How are Public Square? They do a fabulous job. I think the world of them. They're in the arena fighting back. If you are a business owner, download the app. If you are interested in supporting companies that aren't woke, download the app. If you are traveling, you want to find a coffee shop that is not woke, download the app or go to publicsq.com. I'm 100% behind them. You're going to hear me talk about them a lot. It's time for us to join forces and build the parallel economy. Public Square, I have vetted them. I've got to know them really well. I've looked at the company deeply. Fabulous people, ethical Christian, strong conservatives. PublicSQ.com. Go there right now. Download the app. It is free. It's free app. Free to join. Especially if you're a business owner, go to PublicSQ.com. So I want to emphasize this. How much money does America Votes have? I got my numbers a little bit mixed up yesterday. This is just one single 501c4 from the outside that the Democrats are relying upon. How big are they, Tyler?
Yeah, so in 2020, they went from, and they're 990, which for those of us at home, that's what has to be filed by nonprofit organizations with the IRS, going through your revenues mm-hmm. and expenses at a pretty high level. So it doesn't get into the weeds. It's all private donations, right? And it's private expenditures, mm-hmm. but you can see some things that you have to report to the IRS. And they went from about $20 million to $250 million in 1 year. And that was in 2020, 2021. So that was effectively the 2021 year. So we know they spent more in 2022, which I don't believe we have the 990 that's accessible yet because they have to wait a year to mm-hmm. release that, or they can't wait a year to release that. So we will get that probably sometime this next year. My guess is
we can request it. We should. We should email them as a citizen.
It could be not filed yet. They can also pay to delay it, as
correct.
We know.
Yep.
So they may never make it accessible. I wouldn't make it accessible if I was them, but
eventually it has to go right.
It will. Yeah. It'll come out at some point. Someone will get it, but. My guess is they probably spent more. So it's probably in the ballpark of 350 to 400 million. And my guess is in 2024, they're going to be a $500 million organization.
This is just one group.
This is one group.
So there's another one too.
One group.
There's another one that you and I talked about, or is this the big one that also does like voter registration, all this. But what's interesting, I want to just list this off. They have 34 alliance organizations. So it's not just their $250 million mm-hmm. Goliath. It's the 34 other organizations under the hood.
Yeah, so we have a really great friend who did a significant amount of research. I don't know if his name, he wants to be public. We would give him all the credit in the world if I was confirmed that he wanted that. But did all the research in Michigan to identify every penny that got spent left or right. This is nonprofits. This is campaigns. This is PACs. This is everything, right? The party, everything. Mm-hmm. And what in their research, they identified every dollar that went from these organizations to these other organizations. And in Michigan, there was, again, I think it was 34 organizations, similar number of Wisconsin, that were paid by America Votes to basically funnel money to these groups for ballot chasing. I mean, at the end of the day, their goal ultimately is number one, register as many voters as possible. They know an equation process. For every two people they register that are registered to vote early mail, one will turn in their ballot because mm-hmm. they chase those ballots, and that's the equation. And then these groups all get transfers of millions of dollars to fund staffing on the ground, similar to what we do on our side. But it's instead of it just one in states like we are right now, mm-hmm. or two or three, they have dozens.
So this shows how malleable the left-wing cockroaches are. So I spoke at an event in the summer of 2017 called Politicon. You guys have heard it. I yep. debated Hassan Piker, not the one where I screamed at Cenk Younger. This was the first one. And so it was incredibly disorganized. It was at the Pasadena convention or whatever. What's interesting, right. though, is that you get super right-wing activists and super left-wing activists, and they all are kind of there together. So I remember I was working my way through the line, and there were incredibly hostile left-wing people. They were actually really sweet. They all had shirts, and they were in my face about one issue. Citizens United.
Yep.
They were like, it's so bad that all this money is being flowing. Why don't you speak out about it, right-wingers? You guys are corrupting our democracy. Now, that was 2017, yeah. where their number one issue was the flow of capital to quote-unquote destroy America. Now, 6 years later, we are in
the summer 2023, 6 years later, and they're outspending the right 10 to 1.
Right.
So they decided to stop complaining and just take it over and have their oligarchs basically run the country.
So what was happening in the background, Charlie, is like in 2016, all of the people on the left, kind of similar to what we're doing now, and this is even prior to this, 2014 to 2016, all the people on the left that were kind of in our position now were screaming, guys, we have to use this capital smart in a better way. We have to structure it better. We have to get it to the right infrastructure pieces in these key target states. And they didn't listen. And what happened? Donald Trump won Michigan. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump won Wisconsin. Donald Trump won counties. And they've said, see, we told you that we couldn't just rely on our haunches that Hillary was going to win everything. And then so what happened? Their oligarchs, their money spenders, their middlemen, their consultants all got together and they said, you know what? You're right. We're going to invest in infrastructure. We're never going to let this happen again. 2018 was the test run for that.
No, that's Arabella.
And then 2020 was the ultimate of showing that this is how it should work.
So I want to ask a wrinkle of this, Austin. How does this impact you on a state-based level? Because there's some whispers that the state house in Arizona might be in jeopardy. I don't know if that is fear-mongering. Yeah. But they're pouring money. I mean, they have more money than they know what to do with. Is that right?
Right. And so we talk about this a lot at Action. So yeah, I'm in the House of Representatives here in Arizona, a member of the Arizona Freedom Caucus, and we're fighting like tooth and nail to prevent that from happening. And what the left has done, they test the water in local races. So they know that there's a big Senate race coming up in Arizona. They know that there's a presidential election cycle. Yeah. They're going to save off. They're going to find $4 or $5 million and they're going to pour it into some of these local races, right? They're going to spend it on a Democrat there because in reality, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Issue specific. Like Nancy Bartow on abortion. Right.
So they want to attack, members like Justine Wadsack in Pima County. That's a state senator in a swing district. She's a conservative member, but they want to attack her on crazy gender ideology. So they're finding these niche issues and they're willing to spend $1 million. We have missed that on our side of the aisle. We've missed that as conservatives that, you know, we need to go find $2 million and we need to prop up a Nancy Bartow in Georgia to help the presidential election.
This is how dishonest, I mean, there's an entire reporter, Jane Mayer, who wrote a whole book called Dark Money. And if you were to ask an everyday American uninformed who spends more money, right wing, left wing, they would think that conservatives have all this money and there is, and I'm trying to warn people, there is a financial drought in the conservative 100%. Movement unlike anything we've ever seen. There's two reasons for this. Number one, the woke stuff has taken over corporate America and like easy, low-hanging fruit money we don't want anymore, right? Yeah. It's like we don't want money from Goldman. We don't want the strings attached. So we've embraced a populist nationalist agenda, which is at odds with the easy money that used to be raised.
Corporate America.
Yeah, yeah. Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, Boeing.
Walmart.
But the second part of this is, though, that the richest people in high society in Aspen, Sun Valley, Kennebunkport, Martha's Vineyard, West Palm Beach. There's some amazing ones. And we're evidence of this. At Turning Point Action, Turning Point USA, we raise close to $100 million. So we're not complaining. And we make every dollar stretch and spend. Let me tell you what. We do more than every other group times 10 combined. But we have to scrap for it. And it's not easy because most donors actually – are on the center right, center left, they're not really on board for this kind of like grassroots running the country, people-centric, flyover country has a voice thing. They actually kind of want a plutocracy.
Yeah, I mean, they want say, right? They want to make sure that they have say. But I mean, more importantly than this is there's a sense that people just kind of trusted the process for a long time. And what I mean by that is think about the Koch era, right? What did the Kochs do? The Kochs came in and said, instead of you guys figuring out who should be the candidates, just give us your money.
That's exactly right.
And then the Kochs actually ingested billions and billions of dollars and spent it on behalf of other billionaires.
And they did it for a decade.
And they did it for over a decade. And now we have a lot of donors that have a really sour taste in their mouth because they realize, oh, maybe that one group doesn't have my whole best interest at heart. And I'm not, again, this isn't an attack on Koch. Like they're welcome to have whatever positions they want. It's just, it comes back to the point of the wasted money and wasted capital. You have to have donors in the know as much as your activists are in the know.
And so understand, as we go populist and nationalist, we lose big business and we lose people that are adjacent to big business. So you lose like hedge fund billionaires, you lose that whole environment of capital that don't want to finance us anymore, right? And they want open borders. They like the stuff in Ukraine, cheap labor. So you kind of take strong positions that are popular with voters and popular with people. And they're like, yeah, I'm not going to give money to a movement that wants to restrict immigration. I need to be able to staff my hotel, right?
They're at odds, like you said. They're truly at odds. And that's the big dividing gap, like Austin pointed out, between the donors of old, the corporate America, Coke-based centric donors of old, who are what you're describing, versus like basically the America First.
America First and traditional donor orthodoxy are incompatible. It's like oil and vinegar. But here's the other part that I want to mention is that the Democrats have signed a deal with the devil. It's not sustainable with corporate America, and the woke stuff is their great alliance, right? Yep. Corporations, they just care about profit. They're like, yeah, sure, I'll give money to tranny surgeries and chemical castration. And you know, they literally don't care as long as the activists keep their pressure off of them. Yep. But there's this third element that is rising up, because even the smart corporate guys are like, yeah, I don't know if I want to keep on giving power to AOC. It's no labels. What's going on here? It's the Chamber of Commerce cinema model, right? Mm-hmm. Which is center to the left on social issues, center left on fiscal economic issues, but give big business what they want.
Well, it's like the stock market, right? The stock market thrives off of consistency, right? There's the more predictable that the economy is going to be, the more predictable that society is going to be, the happier investors are and business owners are and corporate America is in general. So what's happening right now is that the left is chaos. The left is nonstop chaos with what they're doing on their woke agenda, right? And we saw cities burning down, and then corporate America was like, whoa, I didn't sign up for this.
Yep.
Right. And they pulled back a little bit, not enough. But then they're like, oh, we're going to move from this to trans issues. And now they're like, whoa. Well,
even the wokeness in the corporations, it's not a sustainable model because leftists never build anything. No, they're crush locusts. These companies. And they're like, oh, wow, I can't believe we just gave everything over to these monsters, and everything I ever built is gone.
Third way.
But so the third party, so now they're like, and now they're like, oh, wow, this is actually chaotic too. And so now they're starting to realize like, oh, that uniparty center, no labels, independent model, like the Kyrsten Sinema model, that actually may not be the way. That's chaos. We can't tell who's going to be the candidate. So now they're like, to your point, now they're like, oh, now we're going to end up with a bunch of AOCs. Maybe the populists are right. And so now I think we're starting to peel
it's
some of those
all over the place. I hope so. I mean, we'll talk about this after the break.
It's going to take time.
No Labels is a corporate Chamber of Commerce funded project to try to keep them have a seat at the table. Which, by the way, No Labels might actually give the presidency to a Republican or Democrat. If anyone tells you what it's going to do, they don't know. The Democrats are freaking out more than Republicans. It is completely unpredictable, right? Sure. They could run No Labels in Utah and steal electoral votes from Republicans, or they could do it in Arizona, which is almost assuredly hurts Democrats. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98 and just $10 more for a king size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I've been following Cornel West for years, Princeton professor. He is not dumb. He's wrong on a lot of stuff, but he's not dumb. And I'm telling you, he could sneak up and get 3 to 4 to 5% of the black vote. But I want to focus on No Labels. No Labels is really bubbling to the surface. The quote unquote the Twitter intelligentsia on the left are freaking out over No Labels. What's going on here?
Anytime that you see Democrats upset about something, you know it's really bad for them, right? Because they have been told from now their top tier, top brass, this is like not good and they have to kill it. So right now we're seeing, and Austin can talk a little bit more about this because he's been following it in the legislature in particular, a group of Democrats, largely people who support people like Kyrsten Sinema, right? Even though Kyrsten's probably not going to run as No Labels, are launching, they launched this political party. They got enough signatures for it to get on the ballot so anyone can run under the No Labels party moniker in Arizona. This is huge.
So would that help Donald Trump or would that help Joe Biden?
Certainly, I would think that based off the amount of the freaking out by the left, but that this is predominantly Democrats and moderate Republicans who make up like less than 5% of the Republican Party.
And, I mean, so it's a lot of Jeff Flake type, East Valley, LDS, they're really
Republican, Democrats.
Well, like Paradise Valley soccer mom types that might vote for Kimberly Yee, but that's not even.
You're gonna get like a weird pseudo type Democrat from like Pima County that's like, the Democrats are not radical enough or they're too radical. And so I'm going to be with the Labels Party. And so there's like four or five Democrat legislators in Arizona that have come out in support of it, that have been to an event under their Democrat in the legislature, have come out there in support of it. And one of them is in a swing district here in Arizona that should have been a Republican in it. So we need it.
This could be our saving grace, guys, because if anyone can properly map out three candidates in a presidential race, they're lying to you. It adds an unpredictable element, like Ross Perot in 1992 and 96. I mean, for example, if Romney were to be the No Labels candidate in Utah, that could be confusing. But having Romney as the No Labels candidate in Arizona would be amazing. He would get 20% of the vote. He would clean up in the East Valley, which would mean the Democrats don't get those votes. And Trump runs up the score in Cave Creek and Wickenburg and Pinal and, you know,
Mojave County.
Mojave. Yeah. And
well, let me lay out what could happen in Arizona. So in Arizona, in the Senate race alone, if Kyrsten Sinema decides not to run as No Labels, she runs as just a pure independent or party not defined or determined. And then there is a No Labels candidate. We could have potentially four candidates. Mm-hmm. Three intermajor parties, one as a sitting senator. That certainly would help us. Now, if Kyrsten decides to run as No Labels, again, the argument still is she's a Democrat, a former Democrat. So that's certainly she's going to pull more Democrat votes than Republican votes. So that's going to help us. So right now, yeah, we're sitting pretty. And it's really bad for Kyrsten.
Does RFK Jr. run as third party? I don't know. Does that help Trump? Actually might hurt Trump because a lot of Trump's base, I think, actually is sympathetic there. However, Cornel West, I'm telling you, don't sleep on this guy. If you want to talk about like articulate black nationalism, which is a message that can resonate in Milwaukee and Atlanta, woo, Cornel West, watch this right here. Cornel West is a smart man. Play cut 54.
Well, I mean, one, I would have followed George Kennan. I would have abolished NATO right after the collapse of the Soviet Empire, and I would have tried to welcome Russia into the nation, the community of nations, rather than trying to push them against the wall. We know that their system of repression and domination is one in which they're going to feel as if their backs are against the wall. And I think you would probably agree that if Russia or China had missiles in Canada or Mexico targeting Washington, D.C., U.S. government would blow them to smithereens.
He's right. Final thoughts, guys. That's just provocative enough to get attention. It's true, by the way. I agree with him on that. I mean, Cornel West is running as like a black nationalist communist. This could be a game changer in Atlanta. 3% changes the whole game.
At the universities.
Well,
Athens, Georgia Tech University.
I tell people on our side all the time in the Republican Party, look, the Republican Party is the last saving grace to the last saving grace in the world, right? Which is America. And the reason is because you can start as many new parties as you want, but they can get hijacked overnight. So this No Labels Party could get hijacked by radical Democrats. Mm-hmm. It could be hijacked by moderate Republicans. We don't know. We don't know where it's going to end up. So to your point, you don't know what the result. The result in Arizona could be totally different than the result in Texas.
But here's my prediction. There's chaos coming. We have to do the work and do the work. If we do the work, forget all the polls. There might be this insane where it's going to come down to like 500 votes.
Yeah.
Like, did we chase ballots? Did we subscribe?
Did we band together?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And because, I mean, if you got Cornel West, who's peeling off a couple hundred thousand votes in Georgia, you got RFK. I we don't know. You got to do the work.
Yep.
That's what Turning Point Action is doing. Do the work. Your podcast, what's the name? Do we know yet? Swing State Central or something?
Swing State Update.
Swing State
Swing
Update.
Swing State Update.
And it's coming out next month, so we'll be going through it.
We'll have Tyler and Austin on again. tpaction.com. That's tpaction.com. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm telling you, 2024 will be an election cycle unlike any other. If you think you know what's going to happen, you're wrong. Get to work. Chase ballots. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills. I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.